This might be part of the kitchen in the home of the future. Preparation of a meal in the 21st century could be almost fully automatic. Frozen or irradiated foods are stored in that area over there. Meals in this kitchen of the future are programmed. The menus given to the automatic chef via typewriter or punched computer cards. The proper pre-packaged ingredients are conveyed from the storage area and moved into this microwave oven where they are cooked in seconds. When the meal is done, the food comes out here. When my meal's ready, instead of reaching for a stack of plates, I just punch a button, and the right amount of cups and saucers are molded on the spot. When I've finished eating, there'll be no dishes to wash. The used plates will be melted down again, the leftovers destroyed in the process, and the melted plastic will be ready to be molded into clean plates when I need them next.
Order? An awfully small one.
I believe it's a molecular synthesizer of some kind. Similar to a protein resequencer, but far more advanced. To water. Cold. I saw a similar device in a Tarkalian vessel. It was capable of replicating almost any inanimate object.
If we had one of these in engineering, we could make all the spare parts we need. I wonder what else is on the menu. One pan-fried catfish. Smells like the real thing.
Well?
Not bad.
I doubt there's a catfish within 130 light years.
Its genome is stored in Enterprise's computer, as is the recipe. The station evidently scanned our database.
It would have been nice to have been asked.
I can only imagine what else this thing knows about us.
Captain, you gotta try this.
Thanks, but I'll stick with whatever chef's serving. I'll be on the bridge.
I
for printing a Jamie Oliver steak design he tweeted this morning. Oliver's only on Google Samsung, so I know he didn't have
In the world of Star Trek, machines called replicators can produce practically any physical object, from hamburger to a steaming cup of tea. Long considered to be exclusively the product of science fiction, today some people believe replicators are a very real possibility. They call it molecular manufacturing, and if it ever does become a reality, it could drastically change the world. Atoms and molecules stick together because they have complementary shapes that lock together, or charges that attract. Just like with magnets, a positively charged atom will stick to a negatively charged atom. As millions of these atoms are pieced together by nanomachines, a specific product will begin to take shape. The goal of molecular manufacturing is to manipulate atoms individually and place them in a pattern to produce a desired structure. Replicators could construct products, and could eventually replace all traditional labor methods. This could vastly decrease manufacturing costs, thereby making consumer goods plentiful, cheaper and stronger.
This is the new Universal Material Enhancement Unit. What it does, it works like Earth and the Sun. And inside it, we can produce any material we need in a space. In a space, we cannot take materials with us. With a new understanding of the technology, we can literally make what we need at the point of demand anywhere in the space. We can produce materials where the center works like a sun, and all the systems, each one tuned to produce one material. We can produce copper, we can produce zinc. We can produce any material we need at a time and a point of need and demand. And this is what the new technology is. The new space technology. Man does not need to carry any food, medicine, or water. We produce it anywhere in space. This allows the mankind to be able to sustain life for long-term duration anywhere in the universe. What we call them is produces whatever you need inside.